Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. More unfound objects, two parts of the Mishnah. The first part says, Matza Bechanus, Hare Elu Shalo. If you find coins that have no simon on them, and you just find them in a shop, so then you can keep them. The reason why is because the shop is sort of like a bit of a public place. Whoever dropped them doesn't expect to get them back because they have no simon, of course. In contrast, says the Mishnah, if it's Bein HaTeva LaChenvan, if the coins are in the area that's restricted uniquely to the movements of the shopkeeper, then Shel Chalvani, then the Chenvani can say it's his, and you can't, you know, claim it's yours. If he finds he can keep it, and no one else can. The picture that Mishnah has in mind is the way that all, you know, kind of grocery stores were until 100 years ago, which is there's essentially all the dry goods, etc., are in a cabinet, I call it behind or around the shopkeeper. Then there's like a counter, and the shoppers tell the shopkeeper what they want, then on the other side of the counter, and then he prepares them. You know, he gets, you know, he measures out the 2 pounds of sugar and 3 pounds of oil, etc., for them. So that being the case, there's sort of an area where only he is kind of behind the counter. So if money's found over there, it certainly belongs to him because he's the only person who goes over there. Similarly, says the Mishnah, if you have a shulchani, kind of similar setup here, it's someone who's a money changer. So again, you kind of have this table. The word shulchani means like table guy, because he works behind a table. And the same kind of thought is that if the money is found lifnei shulchani, if the money is found in front of the table of the money changer, so therefore must have fallen out of some customer's pocket, or whatever the story is. The customer, of course, has no hope of getting it back. And that being the case, Hore Elu Shalo, whoever finds it can keep it. But if it's Bein Hakis Vila Shulchani, if it's on like the other side, like where his chair sits on the other side of the table where only the money changer goes, Hore Elu Shulchani, then we have to assume that the money belongs to the Shulchani, the money changer, because that's the only person who's over there, and therefore he would keep it. Now, just a small question, you might ask, if the shop, the store is privately owned, so if someone drops money there, so why doesn't it become the possession of the shopkeeper by virtue of like Kinyan Chatzer? It's like his property, and his property should acquire for him, and that works even Shalom Midas, even if he doesn't know what's happening. The answer is, that only works in a Chatzer Mishtamer, and like a protected private property, where people, you know, don't just come walking in, but of course in a shop, the patrons of the shop come in and out, and they walk around as they fit, so therefore it's a public place, not a Chatzer Mishtamer, and therefore it's not acquired by the shopkeeper if he happens to own the property in full. Okay, so that's the first part of the mission. The second part of the mission says, like a new story altogether, Halokeach peros mechavero, o sheshalach lo chavero peros. A person gets a container of produce, think of it as like, you know, a sack of wheat, and he either buys it from some, you know, storekeeper, or for that matter, his friend sends him a gift of the sack of wheat. Now, the assumption is that the source of this wheat could be any of the local farmers, of which there are many. And therefore, umatza behen maos, if inside the sack you find money, so then hare elu shalo, you can keep the money, because the money, given that it has no simon on it, and given the fact there's no way to know where it came from, because any of the various suppliers in the supply chain could be the person who actually dropped the money in there, so therefore, no one has a reasonable claim to it, you don't have to give it back to anybody. Obviously, if you bought this wheat from a private farmer who did the, you know, the packing of the wheat himself, therefore for sure whatever fell inside the wheat fell out of his pocket, of course he would have to give it back to him. Imhayot sorurin, moreover, if what you find in terms of like inside the sack of wheat is money that's sarur, it's like bound up, you know, in some kind of like handkerchief or something, the point is that of course would make it a very distinct shape, way it's tied, amount of money and so on, and therefore that's the simon. Then no tulumachris, then a person has to announce that he found this money, and the person, you know, has to wait for whoever lost it to claim it, because the money is, of course, identifiable by the fact that it has a simon, it's in some kind of kerchief or some kind of container like that.